Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
The Beast is one of the places in the roots who put the migrant in the most desolate situation. In a kind of way, it's like a chess game. If you make a bad movement, the consequences can be very rough.
Welcome to Radio Ambulante Unscripted, a part of Soundworks from PRI. I'm Daniel Alarcón. So at Radio Ambulante, we always say that we tell the stories of Latin America. In that sense, Salvadoran journalist Oscar Martinez is one of us. As an investigative reporter for El Faro, the most important independent media outlet in Central America, Oscar has covered organized crime, politics, and migration. And a few years ago, he decided to follow the path that many of his countrymen were taking as they headed north, through Mexico, en route to the United States. In 8 trips, Oscar gathered their stories, tales of abuse, of violence, and cruelty. In 2010, he compiled his articles for El Faro in a book titled The Migrants That Don't Matter. And last year, this remarkable piece of reporting was finally published in English by Verso Books. Here it was called The Beast, the name of the train that many migrants use to travel through Mexico. So I recently spoke with Oscar about his book and his experience traveling the migrant trail. I started with a question about the title, the original Spanish language title, Los Migrantes Que No Importan, The Migrants That Don't Matter. I wondered, who exactly are they?
That migrants are mainly people from Central America, from 3 countries, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. The 97% of migrants who cross Mexico without papers are from these 3 countries. Are people who cross Mexico like in 1 month or 2 months, who don't vote, who never denounce, because they understand that the authorities, mainly authorities as local police and the immigration agents are the enemy. So it's a combination of people who don't want to say anything. People, the government of Mexico, government of Central America, and of course, the government of United States just have one thing on mind, and I don't want that people in my country.
Here it's going to be interpreted through the prism of our immigration debate, the American immigration right. debate. And I imagine that when you wrote it, that wasn't necessarily your goal. But how has the book been received here? What are the kinds of questions and what are the kinds of responses that you're getting from American readers to a text like this?
With a deeply surprise in the universities, for example. But when I ask to the people who hear, who go into the events or read the book, if they don't have contact in his normal life, in their normal lives, with people from Central America or from Mexico, who the migrants from Mexico cross a very hard frontier in the north of Mexico. All the people say, yes, of course, in my house work one of these people. But for me, it's very shocking know that these people never ask one question to the woman, to the lady who served the coffee all the mornings, or to the guy who drive the taxi, or to the guy who make arrangement in the garden. For me, it's shocking. It's people who is part of your life. And that people, a lot of that people, cross the hell before being here. That's, when you see the reaction here, it's like if you are talking about Mars, something like that. It's like something so far, and it's not so far. Just in Los Angeles, there is 2 million of Salvadorian people. In one country that only lives 7 million, mostly the half of my country live here in one city.
I imagine it's shocking, too, for people who do speak Spanish. I mean, it's not that when this book came out in Mexico, it also caused quite a stir and quite a commotion, I imagine.
Yeah, but in Mexico, it happened too. Mainly in the big cities, like Mexico City, where the people never see a migrant cross. Migrant cross the most hide in Mexico, no? The Mexico of little towns, the Mexico of little villages, the Mexico of the rails, of the train.
Describe that train for me, the Beast, the train that gives your book the title.
The Beast is one of the places in the routes who put the migrant in the most desolate situation. In a kind of way, it's like a chess game. If you make a bad movement, the consequences can be very rough. For example, there is a lot of people who lose legs and arms or the life on the train. There is no one on the route where the train stops most than corrupt authorities and a huge presence of the organized crime.
You know, here in the United States, when people think about Los Zetas, they think of the Zetas in terms of the drug war. How have the Zetas taken over or profited from migration?
In 2009, the Human Rights Commission of Mexico published a study. They interviewed like 10,000 migrants in 6 months. Migrants who are traveling Mexico in the moment of the interview. And migrants who was kidnapped by Los Zetas. And the Human Rights Commission asked to that migrant, how many money you pay to Los Zetas for your freedom? And the conclusion was that in 6 months of interviews, Los Zetas won $25 million with that migrants. Why Zetas think that migrants have money? Because if you travel, you cross Mexico, normally that migrant who used the beast cross Mexico without a coyote, without a smuggler. If you arrive to the frontier with the United States, you just pay around $1,200 or $500 to make El Brinco, the famous Brinco to the United States. That's the money that Los Zetas want. So Los Zetas extortion do a call to your to your relative here in the United States and ask for a deposit of the money.
That was one of the things that struck me was the destruction of trust. That the migrant can't even tell anyone, I'm going to my aunt lives in Los Angeles or my cousin is in Washington, D.C. He can't mention who he's going to see. He has to pretend that he has no one there because you never know who's going to slip and tell that to somebody.
Yeah, Los Zetas destroyed the trust on the way. It's impossible trust in someone.
Have you talked to people who did this crossing 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah, of course. So my cousins crossed in the 80s.
So what was it like then?
It was very different. They have photographs of members of the Border Patrol dressed like Santa Claus in Navidad, giving gifts to the little kids who cross in Cañón Zapata. It was very different. Times change a lot.
So when this book was published in Mexico, as a result of the publicity that you got, you were called to testify in front of the Mexican government. No, and you and you spoke at sort of commissions and you became a public figure around this issue. Let's imagine that the same thing were to happen here, that this book were to have the same impact, and you were called before the United States Congress. What would you say?
Okay, I'm gonna say it in Spanish because to me it's important. That's the question that I like that somebody do it to me. Yeah. If you say, what do you want to the Congress? I want that question. I say it that ustedes reciben todos los días.
Every day, you receive a lot of people who have been severely damaged on their way here, who have serious psychological problems due to rape, extreme violence, and 28 days of anxiety that can change the way your brain works. But you also receive a lot of people whose testimonies are legal evidence. I ask you to create spaces and provide funds for someone to compile these stories, which is the same thing I ask Central American governments. I don't expect people to feel empathy or compassion. I expect people to feel respect, at least, because if there's something that people can understand, it's having children. So ask yourself if you'd be willing to travel that journey for your children. If that doesn't deserve empathy, at least it deserves respect.
If we can pressure the politicians in that issue, it's the only way. I know that it's a very slow way. But I don't know anyone. I don't know how else to do. To me, the answer is that I think that you received a lot of population who are several damage, and you have to see how to create project to support these people and to hear what these people have to tell, what these people live in Mexico. And I put you an example. In El Salvador, in the earliest 80s, occurred two of the biggest massacres in Latin America. The massacre of El Mozote and the massacre of El Rio Sumpul, more than 300 people. The testimonies of the victims who survived made that now, 20 years ago, the trial start. Why we can do that with migrants? why we think that the testimony of a woman who was raped by police officers in a little town called Arriaga in the south of Mexico, it's just crap, it's just garbage. It's a testimony of a rape, and somebody have to pay for that. Now or in 20 years, people have to know who was raped, who was the raper. I think that it's a low expectation, but that's what I can say about that.
Oscar Martinez is a journalist and author of The Beast, Riding the Rails and Dodging Narcos on the Migrant Trail. This interview was produced by Celia Viñas with engineering help from Claire Mullen. Special thanks to our friend Tim Howard, to our production intern Diana Buendia, and our program associate Lori Ignacio. The Radio Ambulante team includes Martina Castro, Camila Segura, Luis Treyes, and David Pastor. Carolina Guerrero is executive director. Have you checked out other PRI podcasts on soundworks.org? There you'll find The World in Words, hosted by the great Patrick Cox, by far the best podcast out there focusing on all things related to language. If you don't want to miss any of our episodes, make sure you subscribe to Radio Ambulante Unscripted and other Soundworks podcasts on iTunes. Radio Ambulante Unscripted is supported in part by PRI's New Voices Fund, bringing new perspectives and personalities to public media. Donors to the fund include Maureen and Michael Rutgers and the Sarah and Evan Williams Foundation. Radio Ambulante tells the stories of Latin America. To hear more, visit our website, radioambulante.org. There you'll find a longer Spanish language version of this interview and many more stories from Mexico and Central America. I'm Daniel Alarcón. Thanks for listening.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.